Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
MTC founding president Morgan Tsvangirai threatens to sue the state media over stories concerning his health.
It's a loss to Zimbabwe. You know for real that he is one of the heroes of the liberation struggle that brought independence to Zimbabwe. So his death is a loss.
A former Golira War Commander Wilfred Manda, known by his Chimurenga name Dzinashema Chingura, dies after a long battle with cancer. And Police Commissioner General Augustine Juhuri collapses during a police graduation parade at Morris Depot.
Former guerrilla war commander Wilfred Manda, whose Chimurenga name was Dzinashema Chingura, died late last night at Parire Nyathwa Hospital after a prolonged cancer ailment. He was 64. Towards the end of 1975, he joined a movement of young radicals organized in the Zimbabwe People's Army, which took charge of Zimbabwe's liberation war. The group had the late Solomon Mujuru as commander and Manda and Nikita Mangena from Zandlers as deputy political commissars. Manda had been a typical recruit to ZANU-PF and its military wing, the Zimbabwe National Liberation Army, ZANLA. He had been involved in school protests and, on leaving his studies, helped form a ZANU-PF support group. Like many who were to become part of ZIPA, Manda had been influenced by the youth radicalization of the 1960s.
In 1971, with the special branch in pursuit, Manda's group skipped the border into Botswana and joined ZANLA. He was later sent for training in China and progressed through the ranks to become a military instructor, political commissar, commander of the Mgagao camp in Tanzania, and then member of the High Command. But Manda, even during the Liberation War to his death, was a strong critic of President Robert Mugabe's rule. He was at one time arrested by ZANLA fighters in Mozambique after the collapse of the Geneva talks. A family spokesperson, Munyaradzi Manda, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the Zimbabwe Liberators platform leader had been unwell for some time.
He's been ill for some time. He was diagnosed with colon cancer sometime last year. He underwent chemotherapy for about 6 months to try to clear the disease. The last information we had on that was that the cancer had been cleared. But he also had other ailments that were affecting him. So he was complaining about knees and the lack of strength. Also, his stomach was swollen. We got to understand that maybe this was due to accumulation of fluids or gases in his body. He was due to have those drained last week, but unfortunately we couldn't get a hospital bed at the West End Hospital, which was his preferred choice for the hospital, to undergo that procedure. So eventually we settled for Parire Nyathwa, and it was due to have that process done 2 days ago. So he went into hospital 2 days ago, and unfortunately couldn't make it out. He passed on yesterday.
But where are people gathered at the moment?
Right now, we are gathered at this residential place, number 7, Sudbury Avenue in Monaco.
That was family spokesperson Munyaradzi Manda speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu about the passing on of his uncle on the line from Harare. Blessing also spoke with Mr. Mudzengi to look at Mr. Manda and his life.
It's a loss to Zimbabwe. You know for real that he is one of the heroes of the liberation struggle that brought independence to Zimbabwe. So his death is a loss of a son of Zimbabwe who fought for independence and who has, even after independence, continued to try to fight for democratic values in the country.
Despite his contributions, many are doubting that he'll be buried at the National Shrine. What is your take on this?
I think obviously he will not be buried at the National Shrine because the criteria of burial at the National Shrine has been well articulated by ZANU-PF. They want someone who remains consistent in the support of ZANU-PF. National hero status is granted on the basis of being Zambia session.
That was political analyst Ernest Mzengi speaking there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.